I believe it's essential to realize what God always had in mind. He always had one man, one world government in view. He started with one man. Started with Adam, go back to Genesis, and it was the intent that he should have dominion over all things. That one man failed. But that didn't set aside the purposes of God. God has always had his man in view. And it is this man that we have before us now. Because it was ever the mind of God now that there should be universal government headed up by this one man. But this man came in to handle the issue of sin, and man has set him aside. And God has presently a controversy with this world because that man has been set aside. And God intends, in the very sphere where his man has been set aside, God intends to bring him back and install him rightfully in this scene, that he might administer righteously justice and judgment for God. God wants to gain, should I say, compensation when this whole vast world will be filled with the glory of God. God is going to gain compensation because Christ, having been rejected, is now installed for the glory of God. And this is what leads us on to this great matter of that glorious day. It is ever the mind of God, because that is the next thing on God's program. It's not the rapture. The rapture comes in to lead us there. But God has in mind, predominantly right now, the installing of his man in rightful place of honor and glory.
There is a one who is at work and has been at work for a very long time since the beginning, that as our brother has reminded us. There's one who desires to be God and said, I will ascend to the stars of God, above the stars of God. And we realize, if you look at the scriptures very carefully, we're looking at the family, and to me this has really come forth. It was that one that worked successfully to trample or topple the first king, as it were, the first one who had responsibility. For one purpose, that the human family would acknowledge him as God. And I see we can support that with 2 Corinthians chapter 4. When we see the enemy blinding the minds of eyes and the minds of men, lest the gospel of the glory of Christ should enter in. What we see today is an element of the enemy working with a view to keeping man on his side against God in enmity, in order that God's man will never ever take his place. Notice in the time that we're looking at, in the scriptures it says that that servant was bound. He was bound for 1,000 years. He was bound during that time where the Lord Jesus flourished, where he went about putting down every resistance against God. And what do we see? Yes, a manifestation of the Lord Jesus coming with his saints, but in his holy mountain we see everything according to God. Brother Libby said to me, and he's here, after God had completed the work of creation, he rested. Satan disturbed that rest, you know. And man helped him to disturb that rest. God is now at work. Remember what the Lord Jesus said, the Father works, hitherto the Son works as well. And so there's a work of God going on. But we're looking forward as exercised saints, looking forward to that time when God's man will introduce God's program.
Brother, am I correct to assume that when the Lord came the first time, that many in Israel, people in Israel, thought that he was going to then set this kingdom, the kingdom that we're talking about now, at that time?
Yes.
Right? Yes. And obviously they were wrong. They did not relate to the church here in Minnesota.
You remember that as part of the temptation, Satan wanted him to take up the kingdoms of the world, which meant that he would have to short-circuit death, which was an essential thing to dealing with sin. See, but that was the thought in mind, was that death should not enter, but Christ had to come in order to establish his rights that had been lost in the first man through Satan. In order to do that, he had to come in via death and establish afresh his claims to all, to everything. And so now he becomes millennially like Joseph, if you might use him as an example, where Joseph takes up and dominates all Egypt under the influence of Pharaoh. He takes up all rights and he administers everything for Pharaoh. So likewise will be what Christ will do. He's going to take everything up and be the true Joseph, administering all things for God.